You may be seated. I want to greet you all in the precious name of Jesus this morning. It's a blessing to be here, a joy, and as agreed with the song service was very inspiring, and it stood out to me probably because I need it, and that is our strength is from the Lord. It came out repeatedly in the songs that we sang that our strength is from the Lord. And so He's the one we'll look to this morning. And also want to bring greetings from our home church, even though I wasn't asked to bring greetings. I know that's the heart that's there, is to greet you all. And I didn't really know what to share, but we could turn to Psalm 33, and we'll read through there. And if we have time, we might also read in Matthew a little bit. And I also wanted to say that when we come here, for so far we've only been here for weddings, and we're here the other evening for the boot camp, Friday evening. But when we come here, we get inspired, and we get encouraged, and we get admonished, and it's good to come here. And thank you for you all that are faithful and laboring in the Word. Keep it up. Psalm 33, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto Him with the psaltery and instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake, and it was done, and He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. Those things that are highly sought after in the world, and things that are people strive after, those things will come to none effect. I wasn't sure if I wanted to share it, but I guess there is examples given in the Bible about great things that mankind has made. And I had to think about the story where the king, I think it was Nebuchadnezzar, who raised up the great image, 90 feet tall. Well, on our way here, we stopped at the Children's Museum in Annapolis. It's an interesting place to go. But after we left there, I kind of came to me that, you know, God is not there. His name is not held up there. His name was, it was mentioned one time there, just briefly. But the dinosaurs are dated trillions of years ago. And God is not acknowledged in that picture. And I had to think about It says somewhere that the eyes of them are blinded. Maybe it is Sorry, I can't quote it, but some of you could. Maybe it's the prince of this world has blinded the eyes of them that believe not. And it seems there's something, there's not faith there. There's not a belief of a hereafter. But one thing that stood out there was one of their displays is on space, NASA. And in July 16, 1969, is where they sent the first men to the moon. And that is tremendous, the labors that went into that project. So over a span of 11 years, there was 400,000 people involved in that project. And one of the big thrusts was to beat the Soviets to the moon. Well, this was all great. America was pouring their heart into that. And they got there. It's amazing. But what's the purpose? What's the value? And just had to think that the Lord bringeth the things of this world to none effect. And so it lays a burden, it puts a burden on us to witness for the Lord and to be here as a testimony for His name. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He has chosen for His own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of His habitation, He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. And horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. That's for each one of us, great or small, it doesn't matter. But the Lord is looking for us to just trust him and to commit our lives to him. And I feel needy in this area. To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For a heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. May God give us eyes of faith. Faith that sees that which is unseen. And I thought for a few more comments, we can turn to Matthew 13. I was going to read here about the sower who went out to sow. Matthew 13. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitudes stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, They were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. So when I read this account, sometimes it makes me feel a little not sure how to express it. It seems there's a lot of potential for us to be distracted and to get caught up with things of this world. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. He shall have more abundance, but whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Esaias, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Can we see if we have our eyes closed? Can we hear if we have our eyes stuffed, our ears stuffed up? So apparently those people were choosing to not listen, to not hear. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. I understand some of you go do jail ministry. We do that occasionally. And sometimes it seems where if you preach the word, it just doesn't really go very deep. Or it just seems that maybe as soon as they return to their cells, it's gone. They don't, doesn't really go down in their hearts. But there's exceptions, praise the Lord. But this can be us. When we hear the word, don't understand it, doesn't bring a change in our life. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. So there's a potential to be changeable and turning this way and that way and not growing in the word. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. I think we need to give heed that we're seeking the word. And I think that's a blessing of us being able to gather together often to remind each other of these things. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So when we hear the word today, may we receive it. The thought came to me this morning that sometimes we maybe one of our children is in a room somewhere, we can't see him, and we ask him to go do something for us, and then we don't hear a reply. And so we're not sure, did they hear us? Are they going to go? And so we like to hear an affirmative answer. So today, if we hear the word, maybe we can maybe we can say, yes, Lord, we hear your word. May the Lord bless you.